Morning brief for the U.S. stock market, audio brief, 8:42 a.m. Eastern Time, April 13th, and Rich Posh for Critical Point. Okay, yesterday, we're processing the weekly update right now, 44 minutes, and I do the normal Gantt here, but I got some interesting ideas, some interesting charts there, and some discussion anywhere from political stuff to Fed Reserve, inflation. Yesterday, the Fed Reserve notes said that back when the Fed Reserve raised their rate and did the last meeting, they were actually considering the banking crisis probably going to cause a recession later this year. And then yet they turned around and said they'll probably raise interest rates in May. Okay, a little silly, and I go on a little rant on some of this stuff here. But I think, and the weekly update that is, but I think the market really reflected yesterday. It could not make up its mind. It was down, up, down, up, down, and finally was down for the day. But this morning, the futures market are already saying, we're not so sure we want to go down. We got to wait and see what the bigger, more important cash market wants to do here at 9:30 a.m. Eastern today. And what the model is suggesting here is we can get a level 4 bottom in before 1 p.m. or by 1 p.m. Eastern time today. And really, it prefers it's already bottom for futures. And so hopefully the cash market won't even go down much this morning. But anyways, a bottom already in place to up to 1 p.m. looks like it should be rebounding then towards the close. And we'd like to see it rebound from today into tomorrow for the level 4 swing. So we're definitely looking for a level 4 bottom. Now, I know I haven't been making level 3 calls for you here for quite some time, or it's been hit and miss. Well, here's another one. I'm calling a level 3 bottom as today with this level 4. I can be off into early next week, but ideally it's this week, and I realize we called one just recently, but with the CPI data yesterday, with the response by the market, with the Federal Reserve notes, I think it's better to assume this is the better data and time to call the bottom. So the level 3 trend should be up through next week into the following week. We have potential to trade to 4180 to over 4200. In the cash market, it may yet trade to the 4218 gap. We also have 4261 and 4315. Those may be too high going into May or the end of this month. But we think we have a level 3 up move that at least ought to challenge the February 2nd high, the high of the year, at 4195.44. But we will see. Now, yesterday, the high of the day actually tested an old upside objective, the minimum side of it, at 4129, and that ranges up to about 4185. So watch all of those for upside. Now, for downside, if we're wrong on this and it wants to keep going lower the rest of this week into next week, we don't think it's going to go much lower than 40. Let me double check my work here. 40.50s to 40.70s, but you could argue, you know, maybe the 50-day moving average, which actually is probably near that level. I just don't see that much downside. I think it's going to find support. If it trades below 4069.84, not necessarily a good sign, but it's really not all that bearish, okay? It can still settle out bottom and still move higher for us. It just might be less upside and take, we're running out of time, in other words, to put it up. Now, as we zoom out from this level 3 buy, keep in mind, that's a monthly buy signal, and yes, it's our second one, but, you know, we got to deal with it, live with it, work with it. Basically, it's your monthly uptrend, downtrend. Most important amount of supply and demand, and sometimes relates to the most important type of news and reporting and even fundamental data and economic data. Sometimes it doesn't have to relate to any of that, okay? So we're bullish for about a week and a half now. But evidence, the only evidence we'll have if it takes out yesterday's high, I wish I had a lower price for you that would make you feel more bullish, but we have to use yesterday's high. So to give us evidence we're on the right track, 4134.37 cash S&P 500 ought to be bullish evidence here in the next few days. Now, zooming out, what this would mean is we got the next leg higher of the level 2 and perhaps level 1 uptrends higher into near the end of this month into first half May. And so in about a week and a half, we're probably going to trigger a sell signal. But I think I'm even going to take some off just to get myself back into trading here. I've just been watching the market and these signals for a long time, and I think I need to try to pick off some highs and buy it back and try to make a little but I'm trying my best not to screw up the long-term bullish forecasts in the next year, and I show you that in a weekly update. We're on track, and you should take a look at that. I show you the Zweig breadth indicator, thrust indicator of what it's forecasting in the next year is right in line with what we were already forecasting from this model analysis. Fascinating. Take a look at that. All right. Any rate, in theory, going into the end of this, going into May, the market can rally here on up to, I think it's 5% or something like that. Now I can't remember the targets, and I don't see it on my chart that I wanted to use here. At any rate, it is offering a bullish stance off of that thrust indicator as well. And let's see, I might have it for you now. In theory, it could rally to 4,300 by early May to be with the Zweig. I think it's different this time, even though that's history from 1950s or 50 years of history or something like that. And it's been right 100% of the time. That's just the average. It can be below average because of all these headwinds, the Federal Reserve. Here's the Federal Reserve saying, well, we're going for a recession because of the banking crisis, but they're going to raise their interest rate anyways in May. And that's kind of nuts. Paul McCulley says they probably won't, but Goldman Sachs says they probably will. But Goldman Sachs now throwing out a rate hike in June. So they either raise one more time or they don't raise at all, but it's looking like they'll probably stop raising rates. And they're basically saying if they have to help out on a recession, that's fine. They're not going to try to stop the recession. Isn't that bizarre? So these can be some headwinds for us here that we want to watch out for. And I realize this looks like a down week, but the model's saying it's just hesitating. It really should go higher the next 1.5 weeks. It may go higher the next 3 to 4 weeks before setting back in May for an important bottom, a buy signal. And I explain all this in the weekly update. And of course, the charts make it easier to see how this is going to flow. But something I want to warn you, if you're getting uneasy here about what the Federal Reserve said in their notes, the inflation report, and this and that, if you're concerned how the price is starting to roll over, keep in mind is we're going to start earnings season on Friday, and I think it goes all of next week, maybe in the following week. I think the market would like to go up on some of that earnings, but maybe they won't like the earnings. Maybe they think they already put it high enough for the earnings. Then all the stuff that's gone on this week, some of it crap in my opinion, but it's happened. You know, you can see it starting to roll over. People are starting to give up. They bought for 4 weeks there, and they're starting to give up. And one of the banks or a few of the banks were saying last 2 weeks, people have been selling all the way up, okay? And this really hasn't been a high-volume rally, so it isn't the best kind of rally for us. I don't blame you if you want to try to ease out of the market here and not bet with myself and the model. My opinion is it's going higher. My opinion of the model, it can be right, and the model saying it's going higher. So I just want to stay in line with that, give it a chance here for higher next week, and I think it bottoms today. I don't know how right we're going to be, and the point is even what it might do is go a little lower than what I think in the next few days, come up and not go up much at all, and just kind of stall out into that top 1.5 weeks from now. I do think they can sell a little before the May 3rd, Federal Reserve meeting, rate hike, okay? So I fully understand if you're looking at this week saying, isn't that kind of a topping thing? Isn't that working on a negative reversal here? And if it closes down for the week, that's a negative reversal, okay? I fully understand why you might be thinking this thing's going down into May, all right? And you may even say, even if it's going up, it's probably not going up much. It's a topping process, and you still may want to bet a little on the downside and bet more if it goes higher, that kind of thing. But the model is saying, be patient, another pop's coming. It may not be worth waiting for, but wait for it, because it may be pretty decent as well. We're getting closer to top, and we are getting closer to a setback in May, and don't forget that. Now, in the interest rate environment, really interest rates should slide back into next week. I think that helps out. I don't think the VIX is going to get in our way, and I show that in the weekly update. And some of the other money factors going on there, and I give you a few fundamentals. Any rate, that's what we've got for today here, and I really don't, unfortunately, I cannot come up with what I would like to give you a signal on the way down here. We just got to wait. We need more price action. We need more data, but at least watch the high of the week at 41.34.37 ought to be positive. Violation of 40.70 is negative. but it may bottom at 40, 60, 40, 50. It may not be worth playing for, okay? And at any rate, I'll close here. One last look at the market. I got it up 8.5 in the futures now. I think it's already bottomed as of overnight for the futures, but the cash may bottom this morning. We may see the market does not bottom until before 1 p.m. Eastern or at 1 p.m. I think later today this market's going higher. It's going to be up tomorrow. I think it's going higher for the next 1.5 weeks. I think this sideways move is actually bullish action, but I must admit, this really wasn't the best of demand, even though it was an impressive jump in price over the last few weeks here. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.